Hello, and welcome to Who Cares? Today, if you didn't already know, is National Candle Day. So I thought we might spend a little time talking about candles and how all fire is connected and thinking about how wherever candles show up, seems to be some kind of care in the background.
Hear it like a pouncer upon a pico. Look at what the light did now. Bear it like a bouncer upon the beco. Look at what the light did now. Land and water and bird or beast. Oh, look at what the light did now. Shiny little band or golden fleece. Oh, look at what the light did now. 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 In my will I went so twisted. Look light did now. Taste the taste I taste till it's tasted. Look at what the light did now. Bought it like a boast that burly beaming. Look at what the light did now. Got it like a ghost that girly gleaming. Look at what the light did now. 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 Like a dead tree that's dry and leaving. Look at what the light did now. Play it on me with grief and grieving. Look at what the light did now. I would finally fall to pieces. Look at what the light did now. We'll meet soon as nephews, nieces. Look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now.
So let me read to you a little bit from the Wikipedia about candles. Candles were primarily made from tallow and beeswax in Europe from the Roman period until the modern era, when spermaceti, that's wax from the head cavity of a sperm whale, was used in the 18th and 19th century, and purified animal fats and paraffin wax since the 19th century. In China, there's evidence that suggests that candles have been made from whale fat in the Qin Dynasty, and from beeswax and vegetable tallow, and also Chinese wax, which is derived from insects. And the Japanese may have used what Wikipedia calls Japan wax from the Japanese wax tree. And in India, wax from boiling cinnamon was used for temple candles. That sounds fun. Saturnalia is a festival of light. It leads to the winter solstice, and the abundant presence of candles symbolize the quest for knowledge and truth. Interesting that knowledge and truth connect to candles, as does care. Maybe care is truth. The renewal of light and the coming of the new year was celebrated in the later Roman Empire as the Dies Natalis Solis Invicti. I'm a Latin speaker. That means the birthday of the unconquerable sun on the 25th of December. The popularity of Saturnalia continued into the 3rd and 4th centuries as the Roman Empire came under Christian rule and many of its customs were recast or at least influenced by the seasonal celebrations surrounding Christmas and New Year's. Candles. But they do show up for romance, for romantic evenings with others, or just to set some ambiance, or a evening of solo romance, a soak in a tub, or to rest your eyes. Sometimes candles are a votive offering, something displayed without the intention of recovery, in a sacred place, for a sacred purpose, as a ritual, maybe to gain favor or to show respect for supernatural forces. It's said that all fire is connected so that when you sit and stare into the flames of any fire, anyone else around the world is connected to you through that same energy, that same fire, all connected at the same time. I can also share that in my personal lived experience, whenever I've been at a craft fair where I'm either tabling or just observing, the person selling candles always sells out. We love candles. We love them. And there's no one reason why, other than perhaps fire is so sacred and important. And we need it, even just a small little lick of it.
Look at what the light did now. Look at what the light did now.
I've been low-key meditating on candles today, the National Day of Candles. So maybe later you'll light up a candle and look at the flame and know that you are connected to every other flame flickering around the world. And send your thought in there and your love. We all need it.
Like a bow stab, burly beaming, look at what the light did now.
This is Lila Friedland, and you've been listening to Who Cares? Tune in next month at this same time for another 15 minutes of something about something that we care about. More information can be found about the show and what you just heard at wavefarm.org on my show page, Who Cares?
This little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh, this little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
I said, this little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine.